Episode 14, Amaterasu, the Sun Goddess. In the mythology of Japan, few figures shine as brightly, both literally and symbolically, as Amaterasu, the Sun Goddess. She is revered as the most important deity in Shinto belief, embodying light, order, and the life-giving power of the sun. Her story is not only one of divine drama but also a reflection of how light triumphs over darkness, a theme that continues to resonate across centuries of Japanese culture. According to the ancient chronicles Kojiki and Nihon Shoki, Amaterasu was born from the left eye of the primordial god Izanagi during his purification ritual after returning from the underworld. From this divine origin, she emerged radiant, embodying the brilliance of the sun. Her siblings were equally powerful, Tsukuyomi, the moon god, and Susanoo, the storm god. Together, they represented the balance of cosmic forces, light, night, and chaos. But harmony did not last. Susanoo, wild and tempestuous, clashed violently with his sister. In one of their most famous confrontations, he rampaged through Amaterasu's sacred rice fields, defiled her palace, and even hurled a flayed horse into her weaving hall, causing the death of one of her attendants. Overwhelmed by grief and anger, Amaterasu withdrew into a cave called Amanowato, sealing herself away from the world. The consequences were catastrophic. Without the sun goddess, the world fell into darkness. Crops failed, chaos spread, and demons roamed freely in the absence of light. The other gods, desperate to restore balance, gathered outside the cave to devise a plan. They tried pleading, but Amaterasu remained hidden. Then they tried force, but the cave was sealed tight. Finally, the gods turned to trickery. They hung a sacred mirror, adorned with jewels, outside the entrance. Then, the goddess Aimnoyuzum began to dance wildly, stomping and laughing with such abandon that the assembled gods roared with laughter. Curiosity got the better of Amaterasu. Hearing the uproar, she peeked out of the cave to see what was happening. When she caught sight of the radiant mirror, she was astonished by her own reflection. Believing it to be another goddess shining brightly, she stepped further out. In that moment, the strong god Tajikareo pulled her fully from the cave, and the entrance was sealed behind her. Light returned to the world, order was restored, and the balance of the cosmos was renewed. The symbolism of this tale is profound. Amaterasu represents light, life, and clarity, while her withdrawal embodies despair, grief, and the dangers of imbalance. Her reemergence is a lesson in renewal, showing how even in the darkest times, light can be restored through community, creativity, and hope. The mirror she saw is especially significant. It became the Yada no Kagami, one of the three sacred treasures of Japan, symbols of imperial authority and divine connection. Amaterasu's legacy endures far beyond mythology. She is considered the ancestral deity of the Japanese imperial family, linking the rulers of Japan to the divine. Even today, rituals at Shinto shrines honor her, particularly at the Grand Shrine of Aisi, where she is enshrined as the nation's most sacred goddess. What makes Amaterasu's story so compelling is its human resonance. We all experience times of retreat, when grief or anger causes us to hide from the world. But like Amaterasu, we can be drawn back into the light, through the laughter, creativity, and love of those around us. Her myth reminds us that even the brightest beings can falter, but the dawn always returns. Amaterasu is more than a goddess of the sun, she is a symbol of resilience, renewal, and the unbreakable cycle of light conquering darkness. Every sunrise is her gift, a daily reminder that no matter how long the night, the sun will always rise again.